Blog Talk Radio.
Go.
Take a long holiday.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, 6:07 p.m. on the clock, 11/1/2023, blockhawkradio.com. Tyler Davenport here, the Lone Wolf, on Alternative Public Radio International, streaming live across the world tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a very interesting ride we're going to take tonight. I've compiled a ton of research, and I'm going to be reading through some of my bullet notes plus some of my subtext and other notes that I've jibbled and wibbled here and there. But this is a very important show, ladies and gentlemen. I really think this is probably one of the most important shows, if not the top 10, on internet tonight all over the world. Because it's such a powerful, powerful subject. It's such an interesting subject. It's such an explosive subject and such a hard-to-believe thing going on here with these Israelis and the IDF and Hamas and Palestine and the West Bank and Gaza and all of this other stuff that's going on with Iran and Egypt and Syria and Yemen and all the way around, ladies and gentlemen. It's just, it's a shit show out there. I'll tell you, it's a shit show all the way around. And it's crazy. It's driving a lot of people completely insane. But believe it or not, there is a method to this madness. And I say that with all sincerity. There is a method to this madness. And I honestly didn't understand it until just recently, doing this research that I've done. And I'll be very honest with you, I didn't get it. I just didn't get it. I hadn't put all of the pieces together. And when I finally saw it as it really is, sometimes you see things and you really don't get the whole picture, The whole picture doesn't really come up, just pieces and parts here and there. And you really don't, you end up not really knowing all of what's going on. But I do know what's going on in Israel and with Hamas and Gaza and all of this other crazy stuff in the West Bank and Iran. And it really has shocked me to my core. It has really shocked me to my core. And I'm going to send this out to churches and others all over the world because I find it that interesting and that powerful. I think this could change people drastically from all spectrums, from the atheist to the humanist to the Christian to the Buddhist to the Palestinian to everyone. And I think this will, for the first time, I think this could bring people together, actually, in some kind of peace treaty and some kind of sit-down once they learn how they've been lied to. And tonight, I want to expose the lies of the Zionist pretenders and the Khazarian pretenders and the City of London and bringing Christians the truth of how Israel and Hamas are one and the same. Now, I don't want you to hang up on me here. I want you to give me a chance to explain myself. For many, this will be a shock to the core, and many will remain ignorant and enslaved by the propaganda and manipulation for the rest of their lives. But ladies and gentlemen, it is time the truth be told, if they even let us get through this show. And this is not an anti-Semitic show. I will tell you that right now. And I know all of you say, well, that's crazy. How could that be possible? This is not an anti-Semitic show by any stretch of the imagination. Actually, it's just the opposite. But I want these false Jews to be exposed as the true liars and extortionists and murderers that they really are, child molesters. And millions of Christians all over the world have been deceived, false idols, all their life. But tonight, I will give you some facts that can absolutely not be disputed because the scriptures are there. All of this is going to come from scripture itself. And I think that will floor most of you. And I think for those of you who are even thinking about hanging up at this time, you'll say, whoa, wait a minute. You're talking about scripture here. And yes, I am talking about scripture. And I am going to be taking these notes, and all this research has come from scripture. I want to present to you the truths and realities that are extremely, extremely difficult to comprehend. Information that will shock you to the core, shock you to the core of your being, because it challenges everything that you believe. It turns our world upside down, and it reveals something so evil that it is almost incomprehensible to take in. Yet, it is truth, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, we cannot afford to deny obvious realities once they've been uncovered. We cannot afford to sit back and say, well, I don't want to hear that, and put your fingers in your ears and say, nan, 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 you know. These are obvious realities that I'm going to be speaking on tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the courage and the sincerity here at the station with my investigators and researchers to face the truth, the hard, cold truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. And I invite you to have this courage and sincerity when you listen to this show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be very, very difficult, very challenging, but it will expose, something extremely nefarious in this world that every human being needs to be completely aware of, especially in these times that we are living in now, ladies and gentlemen. Several former members of the Israeli Defense Force have come forth because they are extremely concerned about what is going on in Israel. And these are, as I said, several people in and around the Israeli Defense Force, the IDF, have come forward and very, very concerned about what is going on in Israel. And they wanted the truth to get out so bad that they're putting their lives in grave, grave danger. They testify how the military in Israel is the most advanced high-tech army in the entire world. They also reveal how the borders between Israel and Gaza are the most heavily secured borders anywhere on earth. High-tech sensors alert the IDF from the moment that even a small animal approaches the borders, yet hundreds of Hamas fighters were not only able to approach the border, but they blew up all of the fences. They entered Israeli territory and started bombing homes, burning down villages, and killing Israeli people. We know this for a fact. I have video of all of this without any a semblance of visibility from the Israelis whatsoever, without any pushback from the Israelis whatsoever. Turns out that shortly before this attack, the government had ordered the removal of all military presence from the area. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. The government had ordered the removal of all military presence from the area. Hamas was literally given a free pass to enter and start their special operations, ladies and gentlemen. Given a free pass, Hamas given a free pass. And I'm going to be reading from some Israeli Defense Forces explaining that something very, very dangerous, very nefarious, very diabolical, very dystopic, and very concerning is happening here, ladies and gentlemen, that you all need to carry forward to others that's going on there in Israel, ladies and gentlemen. This will blow your mind. I actually got the privilege of talking to an infantry operations sergeant during the operation in Gaza, and she goes all the way back, her service goes all the way back to 2014 as an operations sergeant for the infantry, and she was a logistics support expert in the Gaza war. And she says that there's no way in the world, no way in the world that anyone can approach the border without us knowing about it. No one, no one, no animal, no cat, no dog, no armadillo, no mouse. The observers sit back in their bunkers and cannot move their eyes off the screen. They look at the screen constantly. They're not allowed to even blink, ladies and gentlemen. This is the honest truth. Not allowed to even blink. A pigeon or a stork that approaches the border immediately alerts all forces in the sector at one time, okay? All forces in the IDF sector at one time. And there's no way in hell that they didn't see 400 men with tractors, bulldozers, and tanks coming in. There's no way that they did not see that, ladies and gentlemen. They have the most technologically sound surveillance system in the world. And on October 7th, 2023, this is Efrat Benningson. And she's shared an update with us also on this situation from Israel-Hamas war, which started this morning. She says, apparently Israeli Defense Forces that were supposed to be around Gaza were placed around the West Bank because of security concerns at that time when this happened, okay? They say around 60 to 80% of that area was left without IDF forces that were supposed to be there, okay, where they came in. And a year ago, there was a military operation in Gaza to prepare for just such an event to happen, okay, a big, big operation, okay. And there are ongoing trainings for these kinds of scenarios all the time, okay? All the time, so be aware of that. This raises serious, serious questions about what happened, okay? Very serious questions. 2 years ago, there was successful deployment of underground barriers with sensors, okay? 2 years ago, deployment of underground sensors to alert exactly on these kind of terrorist breaches. So they had multiple sensors. Israel has one of the most advanced and high-tech armies in the world, ladies and gentlemen. So how come there was zero response to the border? How come there was zero response to the fence breaching? How come there was zero response to all of the bombs going off, blowing up the fences to get in, to kill all of the people they killed and kidnapped, all of those they kidnapped and burned, all of those houses that Hamas burned, ladies and gentlemen? Why were they given a free pass? I want you to think about this, okay, tonight, really hard, okay? I cannot understand at all. Personally, I think this was a setup, and I'm going to get deep, deep into this. The person that I have talked to, one of the people, was in the IDF 25 years in intelligence forces and very intelligent. And they say that there's no way that Israel did not know that this attack was coming. There's no possible way. Okay. It took them over 12 hours to get to the scene of this breach. Okay, it took them 12 hours plus to get to the scene of this breach, okay? A cat moving alongside the fence is triggering all forces at all times. A cat, okay, just a cat. And this happened all the time, and even birds, okay? So they're very aware what happened to the strongest army in the world on that fatal day. What happened to the strongest army in the world? How come border crossings were wide open? Why were they wide open for miles? Why were all of the soldiers in the West Bank? Why were they not there? Why was it a ghost town? Ladies and gentlemen, something is very, very wrong here. This is historical precedence tonight. It's very wrong. Something is very strange. The chain of events is so unusual and not typical for the Israeli defense system at all, okay? This is not typical at all. The current government is so highly corrupt, while the previous government was no better, okay? We're talking about Netanyahu and his person before him. Very, very corrupt to the bone. And I don't care about popular opinion. I care about exposing these forces wherever and whomever they are. It doesn't matter to me, okay? I'm not necessarily even taking sides here, but looking at the facts, ladies and gentlemen. To me, this surprise attack seems like a planned operation on all fronts. It was a planned operation on all fronts, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? I want you to hear me out. Planned operation on all fronts. It was a, if I was a conspiracy theorist, I would say that this feels like the work of the deep state, ladies and gentlemen. I would say this is the work of deep the Zionists and the Cabal and the WEF and BlackRock and the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the City of London. Ladies and gentlemen, think about what I'm saying here tonight. It feels like the people of Israel and the people of Palestine, ladies and gentlemen, have been sold once again to the higher powers that be. Sold out, sold out, sold out. At the same time, this is very difficult, very difficult for people to fathom that have been brainwashed for so many years, and we'll get into that, okay? Been brainwashed for so many years. How come the strongest army, the strongest intelligence with the strongest surveillance, the most advanced technology, the most sophisticated intelligence in the world, ladies and gentlemen, allow such a breach? How can they make it possible? How can they make it possible for hundreds of Hamas fighters to enter Israel and make all of this happen, ladies and gentlemen? How is this possible? Think about it. How is this possible for hundreds of Hamas fighters to enter Israel? All of these things happen. All of these deaths happen. All of these kidnappings happen. All of these bombings happen, ladies and gentlemen. How is this possible? While in that area, the Hamas fighters did not meet Israeli army or any defense forces whatsoever, ladies and gentlemen. None. Or any protection or anything. As if the Israeli government was planning to offer the Hamas fighters this whole area on a silver platter. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to really, really sit back in your chairs and strap in, because this gets really complex and it really does raise the hair on the back of my head when I think about all of this going on. Yeah, it really does, ladies and gentlemen. This is not logical at all. Israel has the most sophisticated intelligence, has the strongest army in the world, the strongest in the Middle East, and they allow something like this to happen, ladies and gentlemen, there's much more behind this. Israel has sacrificed its own people, sacrificed civilians, ladies and gentlemen, on the borders of Gaza, took away all of the protection, ladies and gentlemen, all of the protection, took away the army and allowed Hamas to do what they did. I want you to think about this. I want you to think about everything that I'm saying right now, ladies and gentlemen. They took away the army and allowed Hamas to do what they did to their people. And I've looked at the footage from Hamas. I've looked at the footage at the IDF there. You can see them placing explosives on the fence secured with high security and surveillance, but not a sign of Israeli response anywhere. I've got video of the whole area. I've got video taken by the IDF. I've got video taken by Hamas. And I've got video taken by other sources that I can't reveal. Not a sign of Israeli response whatsoever. Okay? Think. They blow up all the fences on several major sites, major places that they're going to go through into Israel. They blow up all the fences. Okay? Blow up all the fences. They blow up all the barricades. And I even have an aerial view of how they're breaking through and destroying all of the infrastructure. Okay? I have an aerial view how they're blowing up all of the infrastructure. And we can even see how they are literally entering onto Israeli territory with their vehicles, with fully armed soldiers, fully armed battalions, and not a single attempt of Israeli Defense Forces to stop them in any way, shape, form, or fashion on that dreaded day. They literally received a free pass to enter into Israel. I want you to get this in your mind, ladies. They even drove down the roads in Israel. They drove down the roads in the neighborhood, in the settlements, ladies and gentlemen, Hamas did. Okay. I want you to think about this. I have another video released by Hamas showing how they are able to blow up. They're able to destroy the security fences. Okay. Enter Israel unhindered whatsoever, unhindered, unnoticed whatsoever, okay? No Israeli forces, no IDF whatsoever, nothing. Completely enter, hindered in any way, shape, form, fashion, walking into the neighborhoods, blowing things up as they go, and taking hostages as they go, and killing Israelis as they go. Okay. We have to understand that this is not some massive army invading Israel, ladies and gentlemen. We have to think about this. This is not some massive army moving in to Israel to invade. It's basically a very low number of terrorists. The incredible powerful military of Israel could have stopped them in a moment, in a second, but they didn't. So what is really going on here, ladies and gentlemen? What is really happening here, ladies and gentlemen? I want you to think really hard tonight about what I'm saying to all of you. I want you to think really hard. I put a lot of time into this. A lot of time has gone into this. And I'll tell you, it has shaken me to the core. Ladies and gentlemen, this has shaken me to the core, and it should shake the world to the core and put them on their knees, literally thinking and rethinking, okay? So what's really going on here? Why was there no response from the IDF? Why was there no response whatsoever from the Israeli Defense Force when armed soldiers from Hamas entered Israeli territory, ready to kill, maim, murder, molest, and destroy even blow up defenses. I present you truths and realities that are extremely difficult to understand, ladies and gentlemen. And like I said, will shock you to the core because it will challenge every single thing that you believe and have believed. It will turn this world upside down and reveal something so diabolical that it is almost incomprehensible to the human mind or to the avatar. Yet it is the truth, and I have the facts to back it up. If we want this world to become a better place, then we cannot afford to deny these obvious realities, ladies and gentlemen. We must have the courage and the sincerity to face the truth of what is going on. I invite you to have this courage and sincerity when you listen to this show. It's going to be very difficult, ladies and gentlemen. It'll be very challenging. But it will also expose some extremely nefarious things in the world that every human being needs to be aware of. And this show, if you want to save lives, if you want peace, you need to share this show. You need to spend a week sharing this show to every pastor, every deacon, every teacher, every atheist, every humanist, every pantheist that you know, every Buddhist that you know, every person that you know. This is so explosive, ladies and gentlemen, so explosive, this information coming out tonight. I want to take a moment to welcome some folks here in a minute, but some former members of the Israeli forces have come out extremely concerned about what is going on in Israel. And there's a lot of people coming forward on this, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of people testify how the military in Israel, I said testify, the most advanced high-tech army in the world. They also reveal how the borders between Israel and Gaza are the most heavily secure borders anywhere on earth today. Anywhere on earth today. High-tech sensors alert the Israeli defense forces from the moment a dog, a cat, or a bird, or a small animal approaches the border. Yet hundreds of Hamas fighters were not only able to approach the border, but blow up the fences, blow up the gates, open the other gate or blowing the locks and walk right in and then drive right in as if they were invited to a party, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to think about this. I want you to think about what I'm saying, okay? I want you to think really hard about what I'm saying. They entered and they started destroying homes, burning homes immediately, burning down villages and killing Israeli people immediately upon entry, ladies and gentlemen, without any semblance of defense by the Israeli military, without any semblance of defense. Turns out that shortly before the attack, the government had ordered the removal of the military presence from the area, okay? They had ordered their military, their special battalions, to get out of the area and move to the West Bank. Okay, so that is odd. That is strange. I want you to think about that. It was literally, again, I'll say it, given a free pass to enter and start their special operations there in Israel and breach that security fence. I've listened to former members of the IDF explain that something very, very concerning is going on here, ladies and gentlemen, okay? I mean, this is beyond the imagination of most people, but something very odd is going on in Israel. Again, the operations sergeant during Operation Protective Edge in 2014 in Gaza spoke and confirms that She was the logistics support person since 2014. Says there is no way in the world, no way in the world, it is impossible that these people could have gotten through to even approach the border without IDF knowing about it, to not even approach or get near within a quarter mile of that fence without IDF knowing it, okay? But yet they walked in as if they had a VIP pass to a very expensive party. Those observers, as I said, sit in those bunkers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and they cannot move their eyes. They cannot blink their eyes. They look at the screen constantly, ladies and gentlemen. They look at the screen constantly. The observers sit in the bunkers and cannot move their eyes at all, okay? Or they will be court-martialed. A pigeon or a stork approaches the border, immediately alerts all of the IDF forces in the sector, ladies and gentlemen. All of the IDF forces in the sector. Yet these small bands of terrorists from Hamas walk right in. There's no way in hell they didn't see the 400 men with tanks and tractors and Humvees coming in with loaded guns and bombs and grenades and smoke grenades. There's no way. There's no possible way. Unless this was a setup, ladies and gentlemen. Unless there's something very, very nefarious going on here that is just beyond the imagination. You know, when this thing cranked up, apparently Israeli Defense Forces that were supposed to be around Gaza were placed around the West Bank and ordered there because of security concerns. Now, I want you to really think about this. They were ordered away from the area that was broken through, that was breached because of security concerns, so that the Gaza envelope was left unoccupied with military, completely empty in the zone of IDF, completely empty, okay? Around 60 to 80% of that area that we're talking about was left without any IDF forces at all that were supposed to be there. There was nobody home. There was nobody home. And just a year ago, there was a military operation in Gaza to prepare for this exact kind of event, ladies and gentlemen, this exact kind of events. And there have been ongoing trainings and support for these types of trainings forever, okay? Well, y'all to really think about this. I want to say hi to some of my folks here tonight. See who's here. Spanky, is that you?
Yes, sir.
Or is that
live and in person?
How you doing, buddy?
Going okay.
How you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Just sitting here and just relaxing in peace and quiet.
Well, this is probably one of the most powerful, explosive, informative, controversial shows that we will ever pull off in the history of 20 years in radio tonight.
Yeah, well, my opinion speaking on that, the Israelis, they was already into it with Hezbollah, I guess that's how you pronounce it. They was already fighting them. And then with the festivals they had going on this weekend, they kind of slacked back on everything. But then also it was known that Hamas had planned it a year in advance. They knew that all this was coming up on this one weekend. And
let me tell you, let me tell you a little secret. Hamas and the Israelis knew that this was going to happen and where it was going to happen, and it was completely funded by the Rothschild banking family and the World Economic Forum and BlackRock and the Council of Rome and the City of London, my friend. That's what the controversy is, and that's what the explosive facts are here tonight, my friend, okay? Now, listen, this raises very serious questions of what happened. 2 years ago, like I said, there was a successful deployment of underground barriers and sensors, and we're talking about some of the most powerful underground barriers, some of the strongest underground barriers with some of the most highly technological sensors in the known world to detect these kinds of things. Now, I don't want all of you naysayers to think about that. This is alert to the IDF of any kind of terrorist breaches from anywhere. Israel has the most advanced. Some of you are not listening. Some of you are not listening at all. You're talking about all this other bullshit about festivals here and something going on there and blah, 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 and they lack off a little bit. They never lack off, okay? They never lack off. They never back off. They never back away. Those screens are never down. They're never dead. They're never blank, okay? Israel has one of the most sophisticated, highly advanced technological armies in the world and the most technological surveillance in the world and intelligence in the world. How come there was zero response to the border and fencing and fence breaching? Why zero response? Put yourself in a situation like this, in an area like this, that is one of the hottest areas as far as war in the world, and all of a sudden you get a call and they say leave and just leave the zone and go to the West Bank, okay? Just leave the zone uncovered and get out of there. Well, that should tell any of you with three brain cells to rub together, something odd is going on here. Something very, very strange and nefarious is going on here, okay? Now, personally, I know some folks that served 25 years in intelligence forces, okay? 25 years in intelligence forces. And there is no way in their view that Israel did not know this was coming and where it was coming and how it was going down, because a cat or a sparrow moving along that fence where they were triggers all IDF forces and all red alerts and all alerts all over the Defense Forces Ministry, okay? Now, I want you to think about that, okay? Now, they just sat there for 12 hours on their ass and ate hot dogs and drank Budweiser. What were they doing 12 and a half hours, ladies and gentlemen, while their people were being destroyed, were being murdered, were being raped, were being pillaged, were being killed? What happened to the strongest army in the world on that day? What happened to the strongest army in the world on that day? And how come border crossings were wide open? How come border crossings were wide open for the first time in Israeli history? Something is very, very wrong here, and I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. This chain of events is very, very unusual, ladies and gentlemen. But I am a forensic analyst and a forensic scientist, you know, and I get to the bottom of these things. This is not typical for the Israeli defense system at all. I will tell you this, in the history of the Israeli government, in the Israeli war, you know, we have corruption, and more corruption. I told you last night that the whole world is looking at Israel now. They're calling themselves the queer capital of the world, the LGBT capital of the world, the pronoun capital of the world, the sex change operation for children spot of the world, the cosmopolitan progressive place to go and party and have sex with kids and be a pedophile and do all of these other crazy things that you want to do, just have a time, just like over there on the island with Epstein, baby. That's what it's become in Israel, ladies and gentlemen, like it or not. And I know some of you are not going to like it, okay? But listen to me. I did that show last night. I don't care about popular opinion. I don't give a damn about popular opinion. I care about exposing the diabolical forces wherever and whoever they are. Do you understand? I hope all of you understand. So to me, this surprise attack seems like and is and was a planned operation on all fronts, ladies and gentlemen. It was a planned operation on all fronts. Now, I want you to think about that because there will be a test. There will be a test. We're talking, sounds a little conspiratorial, but I would say that this feels like the work of the deep state. Oh, could it be the work of the deep state? And if so, how would that look to you? It feels like the people of Israel and the people of Palestine have been sold down the river one more time, ladies and gentlemen, by the powers that be. Okay, and at the same time, this is still very, very difficult for all of you to fathom. How come the strongest army, I'm going to say it again for all of you tonight, and you better listen, the strongest intelligence, the most sophisticated intelligence force in the world makes it possible, as much as they hate the Palestinians, for hundreds and hundreds of Hamas fighters to enter Israel and make all of this happen in a few hours. Ladies and gentlemen, there will be a test. There will be a test. I want you to listen tonight. They were let in with a VIP pass. The Hamas fighters did not meet any Israeli resistance whatsoever. None. Okay? None. If this was not a planned operation, I've been there. I've been to that area. I've been to that area. They would have been wiped out within 30 seconds, ladies and gentlemen. 30 seconds. There was no protection or anything. It was as if the Israeli government, okay, was planning to offer the Hamas fighters the whole area on a silver platter. Now, do you know what this means? Do you know what this indicates, ladies and gentlemen, that the IDF, that the Israeli forces at the top were willing to sacrifice their own people for a chance to get into Gaza and start blowing things up and killing over 1,300 children immediately, 3,600 children just a little bit later, thousands of people just a little bit later, and then lock them down and lock them in, turn the lights off and the water off and the gas off and starve them to death without any humanitarian aid being allowed in whatsoever. These are murdering, molesting thieves and extortionists and insane psychopaths, ladies and gentlemen. None of this is logical because Israel, again, has the most sophisticated intelligence, the most sophisticated and the strongest army anywhere in the world, the strongest in the Middle East. And they allow something stupid like this to happen? No way. No way. No way. So, there must be more behind this. Israel has sacrificed its own people. Israel has sacrificed its own families, its own people. Ladies and gentlemen, civilians, innocent men, women, and children. Okay? I want you to think about what I'm saying tonight. This show has significance. On the borders of Gaza, took away all the protection and said, come on in and kill my family. Come on in and kill my children. Come on in and molest my people. Come on in and burn us out. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Took away the army and allowed Hamas to do what they did, ladies and gentlemen. Just allowed Hamas a VIP ticket to come on in. Took away the army and allowed Hamas to come in and kill everybody. I've got footage here by Hamas of all of the soldiers coming in trucks and Humvees and tanks and running in, planting explosives. I've got the video of them planting the explosives on the fence, just like it was a B-rated movie or a Hollywood movie. Call it what you want. I've got the explosions going off. I've got the aerial drone footage of them breaking through and destroying all of the infrastructure inside of Israel. Within 20 minutes, they began these massive explosions inside of Israel. Okay? We can even see how they are literally entering onto Israeli territory with their vehicles full of armed soldiers waving their flags as they go in like it was a parade, and not a single attempt from any Israeli defense force to stop them in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Ladies and gentlemen, what Spanky said a while ago didn't make any damn sense at all. They literally received a free pass, a VIP pass, through one of the most sophisticated fucking machines in the world. If you was in an airport, this would be like any other machine that you would walk through. This would be 100,000 times more sensitive than anything you would walk through at the airport. 100,000 times more sensitive, with more people's eyes on that one spot than anywhere else in the world, okay, with the focus that they always have. And they got a free pass. And they even are seen driving down the road flying their flags while they're killing people right and left, okay? Now, another video released by Hamas showing how they were able to literally blow up all of these buildings, all of these very important security fences, and enter Israel unhindered in any way whatsoever. I'm going to keep driving this home tonight until you get it, ladies and gentlemen, because this is just weird when you look at the video that I have that is from very, very, very high-level intelligence sources that I have, okay? Very high-level intelligence sources that I have. We have to understand that this is not some massive army, again, invading Israel. This is a band of guerrillas, basically a low number of terrorists. The incredible, powerful military of Israel could have stopped them in a breeze, like I said, within 30 seconds if they wanted to, but they didn't. They didn't, ladies and gentlemen.
I got a question.
This gets really, yeah, go ahead.
I got a question. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, in that case, when they knocked 9/11 on us, how come we didn't go after them immediately?
The same reason that we didn't go after them there at Gaza when they went across with their VIP pass from the Rothschild family, who spent billions and billions and billions and billions making this happen for the WEF and the City of London, my friend. That's why. The same exact reason. Because it was planned. It was strategically planned. And the special operations people came together like an event 201 for COVID-1 and did the same exact drill, only this time it was real and it was going to be carried out. It was not just a drill, okay? They went down in the villages and they killed so many people and kidnapped so many people, okay? They kidnapped so many people and killed others and tortured others. Why was the Israeli military removed from the whole area right before the attack? Why were they removed right before the attack? Why were they all removed right before the attack? And why was the mainstream news media instructed not to be honest to the people? Why is that, ladies and gentlemen? And why did they wait 12 hours to inform Israel that this was happening? There is clearly something very nefarious going on here, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what this show is about tonight, a criminal operation at such high government levels and intelligence that it'll blow your mind, your head, if you have any brains left up there at all, after Project Artichoke and V2K. We got to know, what is the purpose? I believe that the answer is given by a letter that was sent by a government coalition in Israel to Prime Minister Netanyahu. It shows that they demand an immediate invasion into Gaza and a complete seizing of control of the whole area immediately, okay, that belonged for the past decades to the Palestinian people, those innocent families in Palestine. Ladies and gentlemen, here we have the top Israeli officials ordering a complete extermination and genocide of all of these innocent men, women, and children. Okay, this was the letter that came down. Okay, this was the letter that came down. And indeed, we see that immediately Israel responds and does something that they have been wanting to do for decades, decades, a complete and all-out attack on Gaza, which I know none of you have seen, where 2.5 million innocent Palestinian people live. 2.5 million innocent families live. Families like you and me. Mommies, daddies, children, grandfathers, grandmothers, beautiful people, ladies and gentlemen, that are being bombarded and raped and murdered in mass. This is a homicide of the worst kind. This is a crime against humanity of the worst kind. And this invasion by Hamas is the perfect excuse to accomplish this. I want you to think about, what kind of a forensic mind, what kind of investigative mind, what kind of analytical mind do you have, you listening tonight? This was the perfect excuse to accomplish this by Hamas. The perfect excuse by Hamas to kill all of these innocent families and children. I want you to think about this. Many of you know that the Rothschilds fund every war and that the victors write the history. What every person in the world should know is that more than 50% of the 2.3 million people in Gaza are children under 15 years old. Ladies and gentlemen of empty brainness, 50% of the 2.3 million people starving to death right now in Gaza, crawling around like dogs, slobbering with rabies, flailing on the ground, wishing they could get a biscuit or just a sip of fresh water. 50% of the 2.3 million people are children under the age of 15 years of age, ladies and gentlemen. I want all of you fucked up Christians to think about this. This means that Israel is now bombing more than 1 million young children. This means that Israel is now bombing more than 1 million young children that they know of their whereabouts. They know everything about them. They know where they live, what they wear to school, when they go to school, where they walk, how they talk. They know their parents, their grandparents. They know their distant relatives. They know of their comings and goings through their massive surveillance operations, and yet they go in and kill 1 million children, ladies and gentlemen. The carnage is unbelievable. Literally, the carnage is unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. And what if I told you the Rothschilds funded all of this? And what if I told you no Jews were involved in this? This was a Zionist operation. This was a Khazarian operation. This was a Silk Road operation. Ladies and gentlemen, this was a deep state operation. The destruction that is being unleashed on 2.5 million families, ladies and gentlemen, mommies, daddies, children, grandfathers, grandmothers, uncles, nieces. I want all of you hard asses to think about what I'm saying. I'm using these words to get my damn point across to you hardheads out there, all of you people who are so goddamn stupid that you think, oh, those terrible Hamas people, oh, those terrible Hamas people. Guess who Hamas works for? Do any of you know who Hamas works for? Do any of you know who started Hamas, who funded Hamas? Israel. 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 These are people who live in there in Gaza, and now Israel is wiping them out. This was Netanyahu's chance to gain a few points of popularity in one of the most weird fucking ways, going in there and killing 1 million children, ladies and gentlemen. Thousands of family under siege. The excuse of a Hamas attack. The excuse of a Hamas attack by Netanyahu. Oh, look at what we're going to do. On top of that, Israel cut off every bit of the water in Gaza. Power, gas, and food from everywhere, on every shelf, in every store, inside out. These 2.5 million people right now at this time are starving to death. They are in utter darkness. Not even a candle is able to be lit, or they will be bombed again. Hundreds of thousands of families have no drinking water, no electricity, no gas, and no food. What if that was you, motherfucker? I've got a picture of Netanyahu holding up a new map with a big smile on his face. What is really disturbing is that less than 2 weeks before Israel launched, the attack on Gaza with the purpose of permanently eliminating Gaza, Netanyahu showed up at the UN General Assembly with a map, that has Gaza missing off of the map, gone. The map, the new Middle East, ladies and gentlemen. When you look at Israel, then the Palestinian regions have been completely removed. When you look at the map, you see Bahrain, you see Jordan, you see Europe, you see Egypt, but you see Israel, but you see no Gaza, no Palestinians anywhere, and he's got a big fat fucking grin on his face when he hired Hamas to do the job so they could go in and kill the Israelis. Any comments? I've got the facts here, ladies and gentlemen. I've got the facts here.
I don't know. You don't want my opinions. I'm gonna stay quiet on this one.
Okay, you stay quiet on this one. Then the Palestinian regions have been completely removed off of the map, ladies and gentlemen. Completely removed. There is no sign anymore of any Palestinian presence on the map of the new Middle East that Netanyahu is holding up at this conference, ladies and gentlemen. Showed less than 2 weeks before they launched their attack on Gaza, okay? This map was there. He knew what was going to happen 2 weeks prior to this attack. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you, with every false flag operation, it is always the same principle. Every false flag operation, it's always the same principle. Some entity wants to commit a horrendous crime, some entity, but they don't want to be blamed for it, ladies and gentlemen. They don't want to be blamed for it, but they want to commit a horrendous crime, all in the name of God. All in the name of Jesus, all in the name of religion, all in the name of Allah, all in the name of Brahman, or Shiva, or Shava, or Atam, okay? They don't want to be blamed for it, though. They want to throw the blame on someone else, so they use another entity to shift the blame, to divert the blame to someone else, ladies and gentlemen. Use your head. In this case, it's very clear they used Hamas. It's so clear they used Hamas. Hamas is supposedly the bad actor here, ladies and gentlemen. You might want to think again, all of you brainiacs out there who have a college education in geopolitical you might want to think again. Hamas is supposedly the bad actor here, and all Israel does is defend itself. Oh, poor Israel has to defend itself for not being at the fence and not fending off these horrible terrorists who are coming in with their trucks and their flags. So now they have the right to do something all of a sudden. Now Netanyahu can come out of his little bunker, fucking his little sexy wife down there in the ass. He can slip out of the bunker for a minute and look popular, which they have wanted to do for decades, completely eradicate the whole of Gaza Strip. For those of you who didn't understand, I'll say it again. They've wanted to do this for decades, completely wipe them off the map and leave nothing but a crater there and commit horrendous homicide on the Palestinian people, molesting all of their children, trapping all of their children, torturing all of their children, cutting their heads off, delivering their sexual slaves all over the world from the Palestinian children. Yes, that's your Israel. That's your Zionist, my friends. That's your Zionist, my friends. Okay? Now, the next question we have here is, why would Hamas cooperate with Israel? Why would Hamas cooperate with Israel? Can any of you tell me that? Let me tell you something. U.S. Senator Ron Paul exclaimed in the U.S. government that Hamas is actually an organization, and I have the paperwork on this from the Congress. From the Congress, I have the paperwork on this. Hamas was set up by Israel, financed by Israel, to work directly for Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, wake up. Wake the fuck. He says, Hamas, if you look at the history, you'll find out that Hamas was encouraged and really started by Israeli forces, funded by Israeli forces, because they wanted Hamas to counteract Yasser Arafat. This is Ron Paul talking. What Senator Ron Paul said has been confirmed by not only the U.S. congressional paperwork that I have, but a man called Ronald Bernard. If y'all want to look him up, Ronald Bernard has confirmed all of this. Okay? Put those down. He worked at a very high level of intelligence with some of the most wealthy people in the world. We're talking multi-billionaires. Some of the most powerful people in the world who totally and completely control the world theater. Completely control the world theater. Mr. Bernard, behind the scenes, working with some of the same intelligence agencies that I have worked with as an economic hitman and a covert operative. He explains how terrorist organizations are essentially funded by the same sources. All of them, every single one of them, how they're funded by the same sources that also fund the organizations that supposedly fight for those same terrorists and against those same terrorists, which means they're all in bed together, which is not surprising considering they are involved in the flows of billions and billions and trillions of dollars, ladies and gentlemen. This is all about the money. Now, these were his clients, Mr. Bernard's clients. You have these governments that you have to deal with, and I've been there. You have these multinationals you have to deal with. You have these ultra-secret services, ultra-secret special ops intelligence agencies you have to deal with all the time. And you have to be damn good at it. And what they call now terrorist organizations, yet you get all of the groups that are involved with the big money as clients. And guess what? Just like when I was in, it was all of them. They were all clients of the same organization called the Rothschilds. And then when you get in deeper and deeper undercover, you start to see the massive connections. Yes, they might be somewhat compartmentalized, as you have just heard me say, regarding knowledge and regarding secrets or missions. But because I am in the middle of them, I see how they all relate to each other. I see the diabolical, intricate connections between all of these supposedly separate organizations, ladies and gentlemen, okay? You see the money coming from this place, then you go to that place and see the same money but different people. And then you go to the next place and you see the same money but different people. And then you see that all of these organizations, tell him to get his ass on air. So you see all of these organizations coming together like buddies over in Georgia where Victor is. All the assassins coming together, all of the contract killers coming together, all of the special ops and special forces coming together, all of the Rangers and Delta Force and SEAL Team 6, MI5, the British MI5, MI6 coming together with City of London intelligence officers and City Intelligence Secret Service coming together around the same table, dividing up the same money. Okay? Listen to me, people. Listen to me. You keep gaining information. You grow deeper and deeper undercover and thereby overview of what is really going on. And then you fall out of your fucking chair one night. You have to keep all of those groups happy. You have to keep every single one of those groups happy and thinking that you're independent and you're not with the other groups, even though you know that you are. And if you're found out, you will be killed. And they will cut your balls off and stuff them down your throats while you're still very, very conscious, including every terrorist organization. You're trying to keep everybody happy at the same time. That's the job of an economic hitman for the CIA or other highly weaponized intelligence agencies around the world. You got to keep everybody happy, everybody happy. That was my job at one time, ladies and gentlemen, keeping all the balls in the air one time, juggling. Not dropping a ball, not dropping one ball and messing up the little show that we were putting on, okay? Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So one of the things I found out when I was getting out about these secret services, these top ultra secret services, 27 levels above top secret, you think they are there to serve and protect a people, a country, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But they actually turn out to be the criminal organizations, ladies and gentlemen. They turn out to be the criminals. And to be more precise, the system is so heavily rigged. We're talking about financing wars, creating wars. So basically, ladies and gentlemen, basically, they're all in bed together having a great orgy, and causing a lot of misery in this world and a lot of conflict in this world that most of you are so ignorant, you actually believe that there is a good guy and a bad guy. You actually believe there's a boogie bear somewhere. You actually believe there's a boogeyman somewhere. You've been lied to all of these years, you adults. I can't believe you adults to all of these years. All of these terrorist organizations work together and are being paid and on the payroll of the Rothschild family, the Jesuits, the Zionists, the Masons, ladies and gentlemen, above 32nd degree, above 32nd degree. And then I think to myself, if only people knew what I know, if only people knew what I know, Secret Services will stop at nothing to get what they want, ladies and gentlemen. I've been there. They will stop at nothing to get what they want, but they also have their flows of money. Because if they are trading in drugs, which they are, if they are trading in weapons, which they are, if they are trading in people or slavery or money, money for sex, the money has to go somewhere. Everything has to be financed. Everything has to be financed. And when I was undercover, I knew where that money was going. I knew what economic hitmen have hit where and done what. And Ronald Bernard was a very brilliant, intelligent individual and someone who could be really thoroughly trusted beyond the shadow of a doubt, who worked for all of these terrorist organizations. And he explains a lot more that I will be going into tomorrow night on our second round with this. Because this is puppet theater, ladies and gentlemen, puppet theater. This surprise attack seemed like a planned operation. Well, guess what? It was a fully planned operation, and I mean it was planned down to the last bomb, hitting the last house, taking the last person hostage, and cutting off the last head. It was planned down to the T, as a special operation would be on all fronts. Okay, go ahead. Give me some opinion on this.
I don't know. My opinion is that they've been going at it for years and years, even before I was even born. You know, fighting over that little piece of sand that's 100 miles long, 25 miles wide. You know, my opinion is, you know, they kind of need to sit back and get it together. I mean, I don't know exactly what's up underneath that little piece of land and stuff, you know, there. But for them to be fighting all this damn time,
well,
you know, okay.
This is about world control. This is about global control. This is about diverting the attention of the already stupid and retarded American people. This is about stealing more of your tax money, your income tax money. It's about taking more of your freedoms, and more of your liberties, and more of your sovereignty. It's about brainwashing you just a little bit more. It's about creating a boogeyman for you and your coworkers. It's about, you know, letting you get excited about the news of the day. Oh, my God, something happened in the Middle East. Something happened in Syria. Something happened in Yemen. Something happened here. Something happened there. It's all theater for the ignorant, stupid, dumbasses in America, Frankie. It's all just theater. It's all just theater while the New World Order moves in and takes its place and digs in and puts its roots down for all the world to see, as it's doing right now to all of you, okay? To it's doing right now
exactly.
To all of you. It's all
exactly.
Theater. All theater. And they don't care how many people die. They don't care how many people are tortured. They don't care how many of their own people are killed. Look what Netanyahu did. Killed thousands of his own people. Look what he did. Look what he did. And now look what he's doing to Gaza, the innocent people of Gaza, who everybody in the world has been brainwashed into believing that they're terrorists. They're horrible people. Oh, my God, the land of Palestine. Oh, my God. Several hundreds of thousand people have been murdered by Israeli forces. We're talking hundreds of thousands of people have been murdered and molested and beheaded and gutted by Israeli forces. They molest children every morning. They're the pedophile central of the world. And as you can see, if you look at an Israeli map and go back in history and look at the Israeli map, you'll see that they've been stealing this land for years and years. All their land, all their farms, all their vineyards, their homes, and all of their possessions. And I mean all of their possessions, down to a little girl's dress that they won't allow her to wear across the fence to go to school. If they want it for one of their children, they take it. And they leave her naked in the street. Okay? And then ultimately,
Now they have locked up all of the people in Gaza. Every single one of them are in an outdoor prison, the largest outdoor prison in the world, with the highest suicide rate in the world. This makes the camp that Auschwitz was made into look like a Holiday Inn, my friends, because life is utterly unbearable there in that open air prison. This is something very important that we all need to realize concerning Hamas, ladies and gentlemen, tonight. Those of you that are still here and have the balls to listen and the brains to understand, Israel is the actual aggressor who invaded a peaceful region, murdered hundreds of thousands of people. Hundreds of thousands of people stole their land, their homes, their farms, their vineyards, their clothes, their cars, their tractors, their bulldozers, all their possessions, and locked them up in one of the largest open-air prisons in the world, one of the most secure prisons in the world. These people are terrorized on a daily basis. They're terrorized on a daily basis. They're terrorized 24 hours a day. Can you imagine being terrorized 24 hours a day? It's worse than the North Vietnamese locking up the POWs in bamboo shoot stick houses 2 feet by 3 feet by 6 feet tall, and making them stand up and sleep for 6 months at a time. Can you imagine that, ladies and gentlemen? I don't think so, because most of you are so goddamn comfortable. And all of these motherfuckers that are saying support Israel, support Israel, support Israel, kill the terrorists, they're mentally retarded. They're mentally retarded. Having to mute some of you because you're too loud. I'll open you up in a moment. All of you retards that are out there flying the Israeli flag, you're a bunch of fucking retards. You're a bunch of fucking morons. You're a bunch of fucking idiots. This was an aggression by Israel. That is the success of Hamas. That is the success of Hamas. And this is how your intelligence agencies do the psychological operations and manipulate mankind from start to finish. You've been manipulated by these same intelligence agencies since you were born, since you fell off the fucking table. You have been manipulated by these special psychological operations, and these intelligence agencies have been right up your ass since you were born, every single one of you listening to my voice right now. If you look at real footage from the Palestinian people, and you see them before the invasion by the Zionists, have any of you ever seen, have any of you ever researched, there are no terrorists, there are no dangerous people, there are no bad people, just happy families, just like you and me, living together with Christians and Muslims and Buddhists and others, and Palestinians all living together very happily and at peace and in harmony. A former soldier of the Israeli Defense Forces told me how they love to terrorize millions of people on a daily basis. They get up in the morning and they get their jollies off. They actually have orgasms thinking about going out and terrorizing these little kids while they're walking to school with bombs going off all around them. How would you like for your kids or grandkids to have to go to school with bombs going off all around them? How would you like that, you lazy motherfuckers? How would you like that if your children were going to probably get raped on the way to school? How would you like that if you knew that you couldn't do anything about it whatsoever? Nothing. They were going to be put in a cage and taken away from you right in front of your very eyes. Taken right off the school bus, put in a cage, and taken and tortured. That's what the Israelis do. They terrorize millions of people on a daily basis, ladies and gentlemen. They get off on it. They get their rocks off
upon it. And what most haunts their conscience about what they've done in their time as a soldier, those who have come out, spoken out, is the routine way that they control the Palestinians through mind control, and through torture. A Palestinian can wake up in the morning and not know if he will be at work on time, if he's not going to have his throat slit coming across the gate. He cannot go to sleep and not know if soldiers will invade his home and rape his wife and rape his children and cut his throat on the way out, or just leave him there to watch the blood as it's flowing out. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a crimes against humanity. Crimes against humanity that are untold. They basically control all of these people with simple, basic elements of life. This is designed to break them down, break the Palestinians down to nothing, to roaches, to rats, to scum. They want to show them who's in charge and humiliate them on a daily basis, ladies and gentlemen. They want to show them who's in charge and humiliate 2.5 million Palestinians on a daily basis. In the West Bank, they feel like they cannot lift their head up one time without being killed or molested or beheaded or taken to prison and tortured. They make them understand that they control their lives. The IDF wants them to know that they control every fucking thing they do, including when to take a piss and how to take a piss, how to take a shit, how to bend over, how to stand up, how to sit down, how to lay down, when to eat, when not to eat. Ladies and gentlemen, did you all know this? Did you think about this? They exist all around the occupied territories, military activity, home invasions, patrols, digital surveillance, constant, around the clock. They exist all over the West Bank. They exist in Hebron. There's a lot of difference in Hebron, though, and we'll go into that on the show tomorrow night. But I've seen all of it, ladies and gentlemen. These Israelis, they're pit bulls on crack. They're pit bulls on crack. Some of the most murderous people in the world. Some of the most murderous, nasty, bloodthirsty son of a bitches in the world. 5,500 Palestinians were killed between 2008 and 2020. And we're talking some of the most horrible deaths. A member of the European Parliament says that number is much, much, much higher. More than 150 Palestinian civilians have been killed or injured in Gaza, ladies and gentlemen, 150,000. And in the West Bank since 2008, 33,000 children were molested and maimed and murdered and beheaded. So what is truly behind the invasion of Palestine and the stealing of their land, ladies and gentlemen? Do any of you have any idea? Of course you don't. Of course you don't, because you don't study. Who's responsible for killing these millions of people and murdering and torturing them and beheading them and molesting them? There's a much deeper, darker, dystopic agenda behind all this, ladies and gentlemen. A much deeper, darker agenda. And we find this as we look at the entities who are behind the establishing of the State of Israel. I'm sure that many of you know about the Baron Edmund, the Rothschild, and Palestine. Yes, Baron Edmund, the Rothschild, and Palestine, ladies and gentlemen. Should I say any more? It is the family of the Rothschilds who started all of this. You can see it on their own website, ladies and gentlemen, if you're smart enough and you can still read. Some of you can't read even though you're 60 years old. If you look at their website, you'll see that they started Hamas. They funded Hamas. They funded all of this terrorism. They continue to fund it today. They brag how they were the ones who financed the establishment of Israel before 1948. All of this was well planned, ladies and gentlemen. They brag how they were the ones who financed all of these terrorist organizations, and they control all of these terrorist organizations. They're called the Diplomatic Foundation Stone of the State of Israel, ladies and gentlemen. Second Lord Rothschild, the Balfour Agreement became the diplomatic foundation stone of the State of Israel, ladies and gentlemen, and made Israel possible, controlled by the deep state. So who are the Rothschilds? Why did they spend billions and billions and billions of dollars setting up the State of Israel? to invest in the building of a new political and military state of Israel, ladies and gentlemen. Tell me why they would do that. Why would they set up this fictitious state of Israel and turn it into a political and military state of Israel, power of the world, one of the most powerful militaries in the world? The Rothschilds are amongst the most wealthy people in the world. Lord Rothschild is now worth $20 trillion, ladies and gentlemen. Can you say that with me? $1 trillion, ladies and gentlemen. And that's not including the money he can get on the phone and borrow within 30 seconds. That is several thousands of billions of dollars for all of you who didn't do good in math in school. That makes them basically the most powerful fucking people on the planet, ladies and gentlemen, and in space and beyond space. They control the whole financial and banking system of the world. Every single square inch of it. One of the world's largest independent financial services groups in the world. And we're not talking about BlackRock. We're talking about the City of London, ladies and gentlemen, the City of London. No, not London, ladies and gentlemen, the City of London, for all of you who didn't graduate high school, didn't do very good in geography. They control everything on land and air and space and beyond from the City of London. Again, not to be confused with London City, ladies and gentlemen. London City is the city that we all know. It is the city where people live and where tourists visit, ladies and gentlemen. The City of London, however, is a small area, one square mile, ladies and gentlemen, within the heart of London City. Within the heart of London City, the City of London is the financial capital of the entire universe, ladies and gentlemen. Did I say universe? Yes. The City of London is the financial center of the entire universe, ladies and gentlemen. And there is something highly significant about the City of London. One area of one square mile that is a sovereign state like Vatican City and the District of Columbia. It is a sovereign state. It is not subject to the laws of England, the United Kingdom, nor the royal family, nor any other agency or organization or entity in the universe, ladies and gentlemen. On the contrary, the City of London actually rules supreme over any and all organizations, entities, individuals, corporations in the world, including all military operations around the world, ladies and gentlemen. Now I'm going to open up the phone lines here and get a comment from Spanky if he's still here. Spanky, let me open everybody up here. And Spanky, now that you've learned a little bit more about my intel, what do you think?
Well, first of all, I think the whole fucking situation is full of bullshit because, I mean, you got Putin sitting up here doing the same thing. You got another guy sitting there doing the same thing. Then you got them rejects down there in Africa doing the same thing. Everybody pushing for genocide. So I really can't point my finger. I really can't point my finger.
Well, Rothschild's
and
controlling Africa too. Rothschild controls Africa. You know that. Rothschild controls Libya. Rothschild controls Iran. Rothschild controls Vietnam. They controlled the Tonkin situation. They controlled the Japanese attacking Pearl Harbor. They controlled World War One. They financed World War Two, World War One. They financed the Civil War. They financed the War of Northern Aggression, my friend. So it's all theater, Spanky. It's all theater. All of it is theater. It's just to move money around. You have to understand there's billions and billions and billions to be made in molesting children and beheading children and ripping their organs out and spirit cooking and taking adrenochrome from them at these fancy elitist parties all over the world that I've been to. There's money in that. And if you agree to do that, they will offer you all the money in the world
that you can possibly print up in 30 minutes. They will give you all the money in the world and all the power in the world if you will just go with their little game. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's been that way forever, since the beginning of time, going back to the Roman Empire. Okay? Not many people tonight understand that I am not talking about the true Israeli Jew. I have not been talking about the true Israeli Jew. I have not been anti-Semitic whatsoever. I am talking about those imposing and impostering as Jews. Okay? Let's get that straight tonight. Okay? Let's get that straight tonight. And there is a handful of Jews that are crushed and in the shadows, screaming and crying, screaming for justice, screaming for justice for the Palestinians. And they're tortured, and they're told to shut the fuck up or leave the country. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an atrocity beyond all atrocities. Go ahead, Spanky.
Well, I sit back and I see the only one who really did turn around and do something immediately was the United States that was back in Pearl Harbor when they bombed Pearl Harbor, and they were so quick to drop them two big bombs on Japan.
That was all planned. That was all planned.
No.
We knew that was coming. Oh yeah, the radar. Oh yeah, they've already had all the whistleblowers come out. They've already done the forensic investigation. They've already interviewed all of the people on radar. They knew all that was coming, and they were told to stand down. They were told to stand down. Do not do anything. Allow the bombing to take place. This goes back to Pegasus. This goes back to Mockingbird. This goes back to Ultra 150. This goes back to all of the other Manhattan projects. They were told to stand down. That was all planned, Spanky. That was all planned. It was all theater for you, Spanky. It's all theater so they could drop that damn bomb just to see what the fuck it would do. That's all for. The Japanese weren't after us. We had no beef with the Japanese whatsoever. That was all planned, my friend. All planned. Again, you've been duped. Everybody's duped. Everybody's duped. It's hard to take this information in. Everybody thinks they're smart. Oh, my God. Everybody here thinks they got a goddamn PhD, but you don't. So the city of London, ladies and gentlemen, the city of London is running everything in the world, everything in the whole universe. And the British Empire attempted to gain world domination. As you know, the British Empire did that essentially on a vast portion of the world, like Australia, Canada, which they took over. And they still essentially own all of New Zealand, several African nations, as Spanky was talking about, and many, 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 many more. And the city of London is the central location for the big banks in the world, all of the big banks in the world, as well as the headquarters of Freemasonry. And I'm talking about the Freemasonry above 32nd, 33rd degree, not all of you gizmos out there who think that all Masons are bad people and they're all Satanists and they're all Luciferian cults and all of this other crazy shit that you think in your fucked up head. No, it's not true at all. The city of London is the main banking capital of the universe, ladies and gentlemen. They control all the wars. They control all the corporations. They control you. They control your mind, your behavior, your attitude, your buying habits, your comings, your goings, your job. Everything, your finances, every single thing they control there from the city of London. They have one of the largest surveillance systems in the universe. The crest of the coat of arms of the city of London. Have you seen it? It's two dragons with red wing stripes on their wings with a coat of arms, a red bloody coat of arms. The dragons of the helmet and the knight of the wing of the dragon. The knight of the wing of the dragon, two dragons, and the helmets. The Latin creed translated into English means, Lord, guide us. Lord, guide us. Lord, guide us. So they show dragons and they say, Lord, guide us. What Lord are they talking about? The dragon in mythology, but also in spirituality,
if you'll look, for example, in the Holy Scriptures, represents the personification of the most evil, in the universe. And it demands deception and to rule over all of humanity. The Bible says the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, if you've read your Holy Scriptures. The ancient dragon is the symbol of Satan, or the personification and mythological creature we call the devil, or Diablo, or Satan, or the evil one. This is all very significant. In the city of London is surrounded by 14 statues of the dragon, reaching out to devour the universe and control its population down to the very atom of your body. So the dragon is the number one symbol within the city of London. Y'all can go look that up and do some studies on that. The dragon brings us to another element of the Rothschilds, brings us to the most important part of the show tonight. They are known for their involvement in religion called Luciferianism or Satanism. Baroness Philippine de Rothschild, if you'll look in some of the pictures that you can find, wore jewelry that depicts the symbol of Satanism, an honored goat head, even had jewelry that simply showed the head of Satan. And if you look in her eyes, I have to say, even though I don't believe in any of this shit, it scares the living piss out of me to look in this old woman's eyes with a fucking necklace probably worth $1 million hanging around her neck with Satan staring me right in the fucking face. It literally makes me want to piss my pants looking at her. I would not want to meet this woman anywhere. Not even in a Walmart. I would run and I would hide. Wearing the head of Satan. And in another picture, we can see Rothschild, Baron Jacob Rothschild, posing in front of the famous painting called The Satan Calls His Arms Forth from Hell and Hades, posing with one of the most sexy women in the world. He passes alongside one of their favorite artists, Mariana Abramovic. I know y'all have heard of her, Marina Abramovic. She is an amazing woman. She's an amazing woman. This lady organizes very strange parties for the elites of the world who are worth hundreds of billions of dollars and control the universe and probably the galactic councils. This woman is very, very, very powerful. You see some of the images, parties, they're called spirit cooking. I've got videos of them cutting up a naked woman in the middle of a table around a group of people at the party where the chef's up cutting off her breast and her face, her nose, her mouth, her vagina, having them eat it out, the blood flowing from her thighs. We're talking multi-billionaires. We're talking about some of those powerful people in the world. Spirit cooking, ladies and gentlemen. Spirit cooking. They basically celebrate the practice of human sacrifice and cannibalism in every possible way that they can, including spirit cooking and including getting the adrenochrome out of these babies as they have sex with them. Anal sex with them on these concrete slabs and then stab them with a butcher knife when they're finished for their ritual, their final ritual. I have seen these spirit cooking dinners, ladies and gentlemen, and I will tell you right now, Marina Abramovic, one of the most richest women in the world, one of the most powerful women in the world, and she's with the Rothschilds who founded the state of Israel, I guess. None of you knew that the Rothschilds founded the state of Israel, and if you say you do, I'll call you a liar, because you didn't know that. The Rothschilds founded the state of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. Unless you've ever been to one of these extremely graphic and explicitly disturbing spirit cooking parties, you just have no idea what's going on in the world, ladies and gentlemen. One dead body laying on top of another live woman, beautiful, sexy goddess, waiting to be stabbed in the heart, waiting to be molested by the priest, the head priest. Unbelievable bloodletting into the cups below the tray, the table, to be put in cups and drink by all of those in participation, along with their martinis, while they laugh and chew on their olives and spin their little umbrellas around in their drinks. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is all real, whether you like it or not, whether you know it or not, or whether you're too stupid to understand it or believe it. It's all real, and it's happening right now. And I must say, it's erotic. I must say, it is enticing. I must say, I was there. I was enticed. It's erotic as hell. It's weird as hell. It's insanely insane, but you feel trapped and captivated to stay. You feel like you would be killed if you ran away or went through one of the kitchen exits and found your way outside. This all has to do with Israel, ladies and gentlemen, because everybody from Tel Aviv is there. Everyone from Jerusalem is there. Everyone from Bethlehem is there. All of the heads of state are there. All of the head terrorists are there, ladies and gentlemen, as they're cutting up the dead body and serving it up to all of the elites around the world, and they're drinking their adrenochrome. Yes, these are the people that are controlling you, ladies and gentlemen. These are the people that are running your life. These are the people that are going to control your children. These are the people that are going to control and your grandchildren's grandchildren, ladies and gentlemen. I want you all to think about what I've said tonight. I want you to think about it very, very, very seriously, ladies and gentlemen. We're about ready to go off the air here in a minute. I'm going to have to finish this tomorrow night, but I want to tell you something. The Rothschilds are running everything. The city of London is in control of the universe, ladies and gentlemen. The Rothschilds are worth over $30, $40, $50 trillion, and with a phone call, they can latch on to a country and send them $100 billion and never miss the mark and never miss a sip of their martini. Ladies and gentlemen, you have no idea how the elites live, and I do, because I've lived with them. I've been with them. As an undercover agent, I ran the deepest cover operation for the richest people in the world. I partied 7 nights a week. I traveled with the richest people on the biggest yachts and the greatest, fastest Learjets and the most beautiful mansions with sprawling 1,000-acre, 5,000-acre, 10,000-acre plots. We used to swim naked off the coast in some of the most beautiful yachts and shark-infested waters in the world. We used to spend $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a night at the gambling tables, and then another $20,000 just renting out the top floor of the Doubletree Inn in Dallas just to have a little fun for the rest of the night. So, ladies and gentlemen, I've been there, done that, so none of you can fuck with me. I know what goes on in these places, and I know what goes on in the Rothschild family, and I know what goes on in the Council of Rome, and I know what goes on in the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, and the Centers for Disease Control, and the Trilateral Commission, and the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Club of Rome. I know what's going on with Harara. I know what's going on with Klaus Schwab, and I know that your fate is sealed. Your fate has already been sealed. And you're dead, and I'm not, because I've already accepted my fate, and I'm not afraid. But I know what's coming. I know what's coming, and it's coming fast. Spank, any closing words tonight?
Nah, my brother, just sitting here trying to get tomorrow together. I go in the hospital tomorrow, so I've been sitting here focusing on that. And all that stuff.
Well, while you're focusing on that, I'd be thinking about those 2.3 million people that are starving to death tonight, and they're all dying. About 800 per second are dying right now, and 50% of those are babies, children.
So trust me, I can't stand looking at that to see what the innocent people are going through. You know, I mean, you know,
I understand.
I mean, it's terrible. It's terrible.
I know.
To see what they're going through.
And, you know, it's not about Hamas. It's really about Hamas, and it's really about the IDF forces that have gone cuckoo crazy. You know, you and I both know that we're not this is about occupation. This is about religion. This is about occupation. This is about ego. This is about pride. This is about politics. And you and I both know that we all need to come together, black, brown, green, orange, red, purple, polka dot, and come together and bleed and breathe and be as we are, blood, bone, and breath, and come together at the table in peace and harmony and synchronicity and love and caring and discernment and intuitiveness, and stop this fighting and stop this war, stop this goddamned insanity of killing these children and killing these innocent people. We've got to stop it, folks. We've got to stop it. We've got to stand up and say, fucking enough is enough. Enough is enough. And if all of us come together, and if all of us come together, we can do it. Go ahead, Spanky.
One thing I said before, I always said, they sitting around here doing this and doing that. Let a spaceship come from out of that sky and watch how quick everybody become friends.
Oh, yeah. Marianne and I were talking about that this morning, Spanky, that very thing we were talking about this morning. When the shit starts falling in their backyard and the bombs start going off on their street and the military Humvees are running down their alley, oh yeah, Spanky, they're going to wake up. They're going to wake up really fucking fast. One morning, very soon, a dirty bomb is going to go off, or a EMP is going to go off, or a tactical nuke is going to go off somewhere on the East Coast. And then, oh boy, everybody's going to be old buddy, 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 buddy. But you know what? Marianne said, fuck them. Marianne just said, fuck them. It's too late. Fuck them. She said, fuck them.
Yeah, exactly.
They didn't help us when we were in need, and by God damn, we're not going to help them. Every man for himself. The only people that I'll help are you and Michael and Tim and some of our other people on our team. You're the ones that I would take a bullet for. You're the ones that I would die for. You're the ones that I would go into enemy territory with. Remember that, brother. I love you. I love you, Tim. Y'all take care.
Trust me, I'll
see you tomorrow.
I'll do the same for you, too. All right. Bye-bye.
I know you, Spanky. I love you. Bye.